kinds of fascinating people. I'm Valerie Smaldone, and I am thrilled to welcome actor, director, producer, restaurateur even, Chaz Palminteri to Bagels and Broadway. Hey, Chaz.
Well, it's good to be here, Valerie.
You have a lot that you do, and we'll talk as much as we can today on Bagels and Broadway. And it's really nice to catch up with you again. But your immediate next project is producing and directing a piece with a funny title, Till Death Do Us Part, You First. And
that's correct.
Right? It's written by Peter Fogel. This is a one-night experience happening February 7th in the Landmark Theater on Long Island. And then you'll do a talk back with the audience, right?
Right. Yes, I will. Which should be a lot of fun. I'm such a big fan of the show. I directed it, and you know, I saw Peter do this, and he was looking for a director, and I thought it was just so funny. Just very, very funny, and very it had a lot of heart and a lot of humor, and I just thought people would love it. So we just wanted to take it to the next level, and I think we did.
So tell me a little bit about the piece. It's about relationships. It's about being older in life, finding love. Tell me a little bit about the story.
Well, Peter is, you know, he's a bachelor. He's, I think he's 50-something, and he's a bachelor. And he used to tell me, you know, I mean, he would tell me stories, you know, how we began to write this thing, you know. And when I saw it, I was just so... I just laughed. I mean, and everybody, just people would, you know, the great thing about it is whether you're married, whether you're single, whether you're going to get married, whether you're divorced, you can relate to everything that he says. And he says it in such a funny, interesting, witty way. You know, I just thought it was hysterical. I mean, I've seen people laughing in the aisles, you know, and he was looking for a director. And I just said, look, you know, I'll do it. You know, Valerie, Robert De Niro gave me a break many years ago. And from that, I always said to myself that I would always, if I saw some really talented people, and I would try to help them. You know, I have another a gentleman, Kenny DiCulla, who wrote a play called Unorganized Crime. And I saw that, and I loved it. And I wrote the pilot with him, we shot it. It didn't get picked up, but they did shoot it. So I just like to help, you know, people who are looking for a break. And if I see something that's really talented, and when I saw Peter, I said, wow, people have got to see this thing. You know, and whatever I could do to help make that happen, I'm going to do it. And that's what I did.
And it's great that it's a comedy. And I think people really need to have a night out to have just good laughter. It's so necessary, especially now. It's just been, you know, it's been an interesting time. And I think people are looking to laugh.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, laughing is, I forgot the famous comedian. I can't remember who it was. I think it was Milton Berle, if I'm not mistaken, who said that a good laugh is like going on vacation. And I never forgot that. I thought that was so insightful, you know.
It massages you from the inside out, in a way, too.
Absolutely, yes.
Now, this
without a doubt.
This is a one-person show format. Peter Fogel, who will be on the show, I'll have him on as well.
Yeah.
You've done a one-man show very successfully. In fact, you're touring with your one-man Bronx Tale. What is it about the solo performance that attracts you?
I love being on stage. I love one-man shows. I love doing them. I love directing them. Because when it's right, it's great. It's very hard to do a one-person show.
Mm-hmm.
And most of them are not good. Most of them are bad. But when you get one that's really good and funny, there's nothing like it. I mean, I've seen John Leguizamo does a great one-man show. He's done many. Billy Crystal has done a one-man show. Mm-hmm. It's terrific. You know, and I'm still doing the tour of A Bronx Tale. And for people who want to see my one-man show, all they have to do is go on Instagram and it has my schedule, or just go to chazpalminteri.net and it has my 2020 tour schedule there, which I really love. But this show here, Till Death Do Us Part, actually, it's Till Death Do Us Part, You First.
Yes.
Which I think is very funny. that's Peter's humor. What I love about it is it's not a put-down on marriage. It's, at the end of it, you realize that I think really the most important thing is family and is sharing your life with someone you love. Mm-hmm. That's what I think it says at the end. But in the way to getting there, it's just so funny. I mean, just such hysterical humor.
Do you think, Chaz, that in today's world, people are having more difficulty finding a partner, especially for somebody who's mature, because Peter, as you said, is well into his 50s.
Yeah. Well, you know, in some ways, Valerie, the internet has helped people find people, but it also has hurt, because in the internet, there's just so many things you could do. You know, it just takes relationships to another level, where if the people have a good heart, and if two people have a good heart and they meet on the internet, it's great, and it's a wonderful experience. But if one person has a good heart and the other person doesn't, he could just meet as many people as he wants, and it's constantly kind of like a spoiled brat, you know? So the internet helps but hurts. I always said this. In my new play, I have a line that I wrote. What the internet has done is made people that are far away from you closer, but has made people close to you farther away.
Oh, that's true. That's profound. You know, that's good.
Yeah, and I really believe that. You know, I mean, I see my children, you know, my daughter's 18, and I see them texting each other like, well, they're in the same room.
Yeah, yeah.
And I go, what the hell are you guys doing? You know, go out and enjoy yourselves,
yes.
You know? And
yeah.
So I think it's both. I think you're right. I think it's harder to meet someone today, but in a way, sometimes it's easier. It matters the person. That's what I think.
Mm-hmm. I'm speaking with the wonderful Chaz Palminteri, who's always working, always busy, directing a piece called Till Death Do Us Part, You First. You can see this February 7th at the Landmark Theater on Long Island. There'll be a talk back after, so Chaz will be there. What's next after this experience, February 7th, Chaz?
Sure. Well, I'm still shooting my series, Godfather of Harlem, with Forrest Whitaker. That's on Epics. It'll be on more channels, in fact, this year. That was really a great series. I loved it and just got picked up for a second year. I'm directing another play that I wrote, and I've written another play that I'm going to be starring in that I won't be directing. It's a two-man play. So a lot of good things are happening, and I'm just really excited about my life. I love doing what I want to do, and my restaurant is doing amazing for those of you who've never been.
Yeah, I want to talk about the restaurant, because this show is completely dedicated to theater and food, because, as you know, they go hand in hand. You don't go to the theater without eating, right? You have to eat.
Absolutely.
And we want to eat.
And my show is right in the theater district, 46th Street, between right off 6th Avenue, between 5th and 6th, and it's called Chaz Palminteri's, 30 West 46th Street. It is one of the best, I say this not lightly, it's one of the best Italian restaurants in Manhattan, service food, and it has to be great because my name is on it.
Yeah.
I'll tell you right now.
And you love food.
It really is.
You love food.
And I love food. And I love food.
What is your favorite menu item at Chaz Palminteri's restaurant?
You're not going to believe it. My favorite dish is, because I would order it so much, they called it a Bronx tail. And that was a lobster tail on linguine with, it could be black linguine or regular linguine, with shrimp, clams, mussels, with a brandy sauce that is just incredible, out of this world.
That's a seafood extravaganza.
Absolutely, it really is. We have great seafood, great steaks. It's really a great, great restaurant. And I tell people, you know, and you look, you might see me there. I go there, I'm there twice a week, so it's great.
You know, Chaz, you've really been able to integrate the things that you love the most. When I think of you, here's what I think of. I think of theater, movies, food, family, Yankees, right? Because you love the Yankees, right?
Love the Yankees.
The Bronx, you are a tremendous advocate for our borough, because I was born and raised there and educated there as well as you. We love. And you're a passionate guy. You are so passionate about things you do. Plus, you're charitable, because you're always involved with fundraising. Do you have anything coming up that we can talk about?
Yes, I have a fundraiser. I have a couple of fundraisers. I have on the 20. Oh my God, the date! I have to tell you about that. I'm doing. I can't remember the date. It's driving me crazy right now.
Well, we can look at the site and find out, right?
Yeah, I just don't want to give the wrong date, but I'm doing it where they're showing a Bronx Tale, and then I come in there later, and I'm doing a Q&A, which is really. Which is really great. I do a Q&A on the film, and people, and all the money goes to the charity. I don't have any, no overhead. Mm-hmm. Everything goes to the charity, and that's the most important thing to me. I know in April, I'm doing something for the NYPD, which I always do. You know, I'm a big supporter of the NYPD. It's called Blue Lives Matter in Staten Island. And that is on April 18th, and that's going to be at Nicotra's Ballroom on April 18th at 7 p.m. And that's all for, and all the money that we raise there goes to Blue Lives Matter, which I'm very excited about.
You are so busy, and I'm happy to know that you've written more.
Yes.
Can you tell me about this new play?
Yeah, I the only thing I can tell you about the play that I'm going to be in, not the one I'm going to be directing, the one that I'm going to be in, which I wrote. It's called The Bench. It's about two people who meet in Central Park. One is a hedge fund guy and the other is a spiritual teacher. They meet by accident in Central Park and great things happen. So that's all I can say.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. How interesting.
Yeah, it's two people who have different kind of ways of looking at the world.
Yeah.
You know,
the
hedge fund guy is all about money and the spiritual guy is all about spiritual.
And the two meet and we see what happens. Will you let me know more about this as it gets closer?
Absolutely, I will.
Okay.
Absolutely, I will, and I'll be there. You know, at you know, with Peter's show, Till Death Do Us Part.
You first.
You first, and I'll be there, and we're gonna have a lot of fun that night. I really encourage people to come and see it. It's really a terrific one person show.
Do you like directing as much as you like acting, Chaz?
Yeah. I do. I like all. I love directing. I love writing. I love acting. I think the thing that gives me the most fulfillment probably is the writing, because I look at it, and then when I see other people do it, Bronx Tale is being done now. The musical is being done. It was just in Palm Beach. It's coming to Boston. It's going to go to Japan 2021. My play, Fateful, has been done in 18 languages. Bronx Tale, the one-man show, has been done. It's being done in France right now. So I don't know why. I think that just gives me the most satisfaction.
Well, congratulations on your extensively fabulous career. And
well,
February 7th is the next big date for the play that Peter Fogel wrote and performs in. And you direct Till Death Do Us Part, You First, the Landmark Theater. Check it out. Chaz will be there for the Q&A afterwards. Thanks, Chaz, for being on Bagels and Broadway. What a pleasure.
Thank you so much, Valerie. Thank you.
I'm Valerie Smaldone. There's much more coming up next.
Hi, this is Brenda Vaccaro, and I'm listening to Valerie Smaldone's show, Bagels and Broadway, which is just incredibly wonderful. So I hope you're listening to and enjoying it. I think it's the best show ever. It's so much fun.
Have you properly celebrated the new year and decade yet? How would you like to raise your glass with endless wine and spirits at one of the largest festivals of the year, the annual Raise Your Glass